in City Hall Council Chambers, 127 South Court Street, to hear comments about the revisions to the Circleville Zoning Code and the Circleville Zoning Map. A copy of the Planning and Zoning Meeting Minutes map and all pertinent data regarding the proposed changes are on file and available for public inspection at the Circleville Planning and Zoning Office, City Administration Building, 130 South Court Street, Circleville, Ohio. I have two correspondents, one from Jamie Whalen regarding the petition to save K-9 Harry, dated March 20th, and the second one is from Derek Meyer and Associates regarding the matter of K-9 Harry and Bring Harry Home Group, dated March 24th. And that's all I have, sir.
Thank you, Mrs. Chancy. I believe council members have received copies of that correspondence. Is there a motion to accept the correspondence and place it on file?
Brady, motion to accept the correspondence.
Okay. Motion to accept the correspondence, second by who?
Hedges.
Hedges, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. What we tried to do this evening, we usually have a portion of the meeting set aside for public participation. When the clerk sent out the notice last week, we had a place in the notice that people could email the clerk with any questions or comments for tonight's meeting. I think one person took advantage of that, and I think that ended up as a piece of correspondence. Did we have anyone, Mrs. Chancy, ask any questions or request any information?
No.
Via email?
That was the only one. Yeah.
Okay. I'm checking with our call center here to see if anyone's called in during the meeting. I think she's on the phone with someone right now, so I'll get back with you. However, if this, in the future, what we'd like to try to do is to get a guest call-in ID so people can call in and perhaps be recognized and have a real-time conversation. It's pretty difficult just to take people's messages and notes and relay those to council. And let me pause for about 5 seconds here to see if I do have a person who called in by the name of Janice Ray, 23401 Bolingapontius Road, asking for council's opinion on whether the canine should be returned to Officer Morningstar. Does any council members have any comment on that, or maybe the administration?
President Crawford, I would like to make just a statement if possible.
Sure.
I did take the opportunity this afternoon to reach out to Shallow Creek Kennel. I spoke to them personally. I spoke to the owner for over 25 minutes regarding the situation, how Harry is doing, what his day-to-day looks like, what the cost of that is versus the cost of a new potential canine, if there are canines available. I tried to just gather all the questions that I thought might be pertinent to this decision, but I think before any of that shared, I still am unclear on who is making this decision, whether it's City Council or the administration. So I guess maybe that's the most pertinent part of this before we move forward, because quite frankly, if it's not a City Council decision, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Anyone else?
Maybe is it possible to get the answer to that? Do we know whose decision it is?
You're cutting out a little bit there. Try it again.
She wanted to know whose decision it was, whether it was the city's or the administration. And it's Council Member Brady. It's my opinion that it is an administrative decision and administration decision only. It's police property. It's city property. If Morningstar would have loved his police car We couldn't have sold it to him for $10,000. Unfortunately, whenever you leave your position with the city, you also leave all the city equipment, and the dog is city equipment, and that's the final note, in my opinion. Thank you.
David, this is Jeff Hamilton. From my reading of the ordinance, I would agree with what Councilman Brady said. From everything that I can see through it, this is an administrative decision, and we'll support the administration with whatever they choose to do from that standpoint. At least I will.
Okay. Anyone else? David, this is Barry Keller.
Yeah.
I've read through the flurry of emails today or the last couple of days related to the canine unit, Harry. And I think Gail's email today was very enlightening about the past canine contracts and how those particular canines were handled through all the different officers that were the handlers of those dogs. In particular case to Harry, his handler has not left the city or county, but still is a city resident and is working locally for the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. And if Harry was to be reunited with Officer Morningstar, I've heard Sheriff Ratcliffe on many occasions say that he not only represents the city, but he also represents the county, and that any resource, tool, or something that his agency can provide to the city, he would be more than happy to, because he is the sheriff of the city of Circleville as well as the Pickaway County. Since there is a contract that's in writing that talks about some of the terms related to Officer Morningstar were to leave and a payback amount for the canine unit. And in talking with the law director, we could draft a contract with another government entity, being the county commissioners who oversee the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office, and work in agreement once adopted by council to return Harry to the handler that is now an employee of the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. And I appreciate the mayor's looking for direction from city council. He's kind of, in his email today, left this up to city council to make a decision so that they know how to move forward as an administration.
President Crawford, this is Katie Hedges again. So in regard to that, I agree with Councilperson Keller in terms of everything that he just said. I will, based on it appears that we're going to have this conversation, share with what I was told directly from the owner today. And again, that call came from me to him directly, so no middle person. I asked him the situation in terms of Harry's availability to actually get back on the streets of Circleville and what that time frame looks like. Harry has been there obviously for several weeks and is doing well. We discussed a couple the prospect of what a day-to-day looks like for Harry. He has said that dog is regularly being trained in junkyards and schools and different scenarios and has done quite well. It's his opinion that Harry has at least 5 years left, obviously bearing some unknown circumstances as a police dog. With that being said, I asked him if we had a certified canine handler, in what time frame is it possible that we could get Harry back on the streets of Circleville? And the answer that he gave me was as soon as next week. The cost that we have incurred so far to date with Harry being there has been $15 a day to be trained. That includes both the training and the boarding. And then there would be an $1,000 price tag attached to training a certified canine handler. So when it's all said and done, we would have about $1,300, maybe $1,400 in both the lodging, the training of Harry, and to get the canine handler trained as well. That doesn't include, obviously, the cost that we would have to incur by having a police officer need to cover for the canine handler when he gets trained for a week. But that would obviously be incurred no matter what the scenario was. One of the other important questions I asked him was, if we were to go into an agreement to sell the dog to the sheriff or whoever the scenario was, one of the things that he said was they do have dogs available. They actually refer to them as green dogs. There are a plethora of green dogs available at the kennel currently. Those dogs have no training whatsoever and would have to go through a 6-week training time frame. The soonest they could get into a training time frame would be June. They would have to go through that entire class. So we're looking at an August or September return date for Harry to the streets. Obviously, to do that as well, with a certified canine handler to put through that class, we're looking at about a $13,000 cost, plus the cost of, again, covering for the police officer while he gets trained. So, you know, that was kind of what I gathered from them today. This obviously is a very bad situation. It is an unfortunate situation, and that, you know, I feel for the family, but I think we also have to do what's right for, you know, the city in terms of financially what's right, in terms of what we can do to save us the most money we have in a department that obviously needs help. We went to the taxpayers, you know, this fall because we needed help. So I'm not sure that that's in the most financially, fiscally responsible decision anyway. The second piece of that is obviously the dog availability to get back on the road. And I think that Councilperson Keller is accurate in that Sheriff Radcliffe has said that they would make their dog available in the terms if we needed it. However, I guess my question is, it's good to know that we would have a dog available in a reactive situation, but how proactive could we be if we had our own dog and had a dog that was available as early as next week? So I just wanted to share that information. I thought it was important that, you know, we hear it firsthand from the kennel and the trainer, so that, you know, that there's no ambiguity in who said it or what the details are. But those are kind of the facts that I got this afternoon, so I wanted to share those.
Thank you.
I also had a call from Derek Miner, 107 East 2nd Street in Chillicothe. However, he says he has a business in Circleville. He asked a similar question. Where does each council member stand on the issue? And he feels that the buck stops with city council members if they want to make something work or not. Are there any additional comments?
Sorry, again, this is Councilperson Hedges. My additional understanding, though, based on everything that we've said, is that that statement's not accurate. The buck really is stopped with the administration. The only change that we would have is if we wanted to go against what they already suggested, as well as what the law director's opinion is. Is that correct?
If council wants to pursue another option, if council wants to see the administration pursue another option, council can make that happen, correct?
Thank you.
I don't think anyone else. Go ahead.
In speaking with the law director today, he's issued his legal opinion as he should as the law director. He understands both sides of this scenario with the city's position and the administration's with wanting to get a dog back on the streets as quick as possible. He also sees the other scenario of working out a contract agreement through the county commissioners via the Pickaway County Sheriff to get the dog back to its original handler and the dog being available to the city upon request if needed for a particular call or service. But he's issued his legal opinion. It would be probably up to council if they would want to go that route to probably take some vote to authorize him to draft an agreement followed up with an ordinance for council to ultimately adopt.
Okay. This is Tom Klitschke. I have a question. Perhaps our safety director can answer the question. How often are we using the canine unit itself? Is this something that, we have drug issues and other things going on in this city, but, is this a regular basis? Is this once a week, every day? Can you give us some insight?
Yes, their typical shift is just like any other, 40 hours a week or 80 hours every 2 weeks. Have additional things that any canine handler has as far as care and maintenance of the canine outside of those hours.
Okay.
It's a full function that all canine handlers work a typical shift. Not just our department, but that's law enforcement-wise.
Thank you. This is Councilperson Michelle Blanton. We all received a packet of information that had Exhibit A. It was a tentative agreement made between the city and Robert Morningstar. The first sentence says, for the purchase of K-9 Harry, and then further throughout this document, it says, or... and agreement is approved by city council or other decision is made. And so I guess my question is if the decision has been made outside of this agreement, is this agreement now null and void because the decision has been made, or are we still waiting for city council to make a decision?
Michelle, why don't I tell you, and that's probably maybe a better question for Gary Kenworth. I don't think he's joined, but when that was drafted, we unfortunately didn't have information back from Gary Kenworth about what we could legally do as far as if we could sell Harry to Rob. So I drafted that on Rob's last day. That basically identified that we're still waiting for information to come back from Gary Kenworthy's office, and that if it needed council approval, then we would need to get that. The rest of your question, I think, might be one better for Gary Kenworthy, if he's on now.
I don't believe he's on the call tonight. Anyone else have any discussions on this topic, any comments? If not, we'll move
David,
to
David.
I'm sorry. Are you
going to? I have a question.
Oh. There's two people talking now. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Barry.
David, are you again in the name of the administration looking for direction? Are you going to entertain a motion tonight?
Yeah, you know, under new business, anyone can always make a motion.
Okay, it's not time for that yet, then.
Not yet, no. Who else?
This is Sherry Tice. Sherry Tice, I have a question, please.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in understanding, Katie, what you said from the Kennel information on the finances, that in order to keep K-9 Harry with the city, it would be about $1,300 total to pay for the training and the care of Harry?
So, Sherry, I estimated how long Harry has been there. I wasn't sure. So I said 25 days. And again, I'm not sure that Tony might be able to speak to that. But in using my scenario, it was 25 days times the 15 days per day training and lodging, which is $375 plus $1,000 for the class. It was $1,375. And of course, there are other costs, you know, of course, like I said, covering for the officer. But those were the direct costs that came directly from the owner today.
Okay, so we were at like $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, to use round numbers, to keep the dog. And then your cost to buy a new dog, essentially, and have it trained with the handler would be $13,000?
So the owner told me with a certified canine handler, it would be $13,000. If we were to send a police officer who was not certified, I believe the number was $14,750 with a, you know, August date.
I see. And is the Morningstar family? Is the Morningstar family still offering to pay $10,000 for the dog? Then is that offer still valid?
From my understanding, Katie, it might still be valid, but the auditor said when she does the prorated value of the dog, it would be less than that. So I don't know the answer.
I believe the number that they were saying was $8,000. This is Hedges. Sherry Tice is actually who asked that question, but my understanding is it was $8,000 was where they stood.
I see. Okay, thank you.
I think that's about right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, question, Katie. That $13,000, does that include a new dog, or is that us taking a dog or purchasing a dog from them? What is that $13,000 as far as? Where's the new dog coming from?
The $13,000 would be what would be considered a green dog that they do have available now. So the $13,000 includes the new dog that is green to go through a 6-week training course.
Okay.
Plus the training of a canine handler. That $14,750 becomes if the trainer is not handled. I will share one other thing that I'm somewhat hesitant to share because I do think that this is a terrible situation, and I truly feel for the Morningstar in this regard. But I would be remiss not to share something that the owner did also share with me. And the question that I asked was, given that Harry has already been there for an extended period of time, what would the bond with Officer Morningstar and Harry be like now that several weeks has passed? He said there would not be a bond. He actually used in a scenario that was, if you give a kid candy, they love whoever gives them candy. And like I said, it makes me sick that I even said that out loud, but I do think that's an important piece. He repeatedly referred to Harry as a tool, and that's what it was. His analogy he gave me was, the day Officer Morningstar left, you didn't sell him his gun, did you? Of course, I said no, and his scenario was, it's the same thing. I think, unfortunately, we have to think about Harry as a tool, unfortunately, not as a pet, which is a very tough thing, because I know this family obviously loves the dog, and it's a tough situation. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. If no one else has any additional comments after that, we'll go on to new business. And part of new business tonight is we need a motion to excuse everyone from the March 17th meeting, which was not held due to a lack of quorum. And that was pretty close to when the statewide emergency came out, and no one felt safe coming together. So we do need that motion to excuse all council members from that March 17th meeting.
Tice makes a motion to excuse the all members from the council meeting that was canceled due to the emergency.
And was there a second to that?
Brady will second it.
Thank you. Let's take a roll call on that, please.
Okay. Blanton?
Yes.
Brady?
Yes.
Holland?
Yes.
Hedges?
Yes.
No? Keller?
Yes.
Kaliska?
Yes.
Yes.
Tice? Yes.
Okay. Are those all, is that unanimous, Mrs. Jancy? I didn't hear.
No, I think Katie said no.
No, I said yes twice.
You said yes? Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for clearing.
Yes.
Thanks, Katie. This is also the last meeting for councilperson Todd Brady. Todd, we wish you could be in the same room with us so we could say goodbye. Todd's been an asset to City Council as a chair of Service Committee and a member of Finance. He's always been candid with his views and a great advocate for his constituents, and we're certainly going to miss Todd.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Any additional new business tonight?
How about the council?
I'm sorry. Barry?
Go ahead.
Council President Crawford, in light of the administration's request, looking for direction from City Council on the canine situation for the city, I'm going to offer a motion so that council can take a vote on direction. And my motion is, I'd like a motion to have President Crawford work with the law director to draft an agreement and ordinance with the Pickaway County Commissioners on the transfer of the city canine unit to the Pickaway County Commissioners through the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office.
Mr. Chancy, do you have that?
No. I think it's slow up. Okay. Counter motion that David Crawford work with the law director and the Pickaway County Commissioners to transfer the K-9 unit, and that's all I got.
Yeah. To draft an agreement and ordinance.
Okay, wait a minute. Draft an agreement and ordinance. Go ahead.
With the Pickaway County Commissioners to transfer the K-9 unit.
Okay.
Canine unit to the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office.
To the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. Okay. Are we going to do a voice vote?
We're going to, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Is there a second to that?
I second.
Is there a, okay. Seconded by Councilperson Tice. Any discussion?
Yeah, this is Councilperson Jeff Hallinan. Is that what the administration wants? And I don't know if Mayor McElroy would have a chance to speak to that, or the safety director.
That would not be what they've already said they wanted.
No, I've explained the administration's position. We think that the best thing to do is to get the dog back onto the streets of Circleville as quickly as possible, and it appears that we can probably do that as quickly as next week. That would be our recommendation.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Before we ask for a roll call vote.
Can we reread the ordinance or the motion?
Oh, sure. Okay, then tell me if this is wrong, Barry. Keller motion to draft an agreement and ordinance with the Pickaway County Commissioners to transfer the K-9 unit to the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So my question, thank you, Linda. So my question is, what is the hope that would come out of an ordinance and an agreement?
Well, I think the administration, Michelle, is looking for direction on what's going to happen to the city's canine units. And as I mentioned in my earlier comments, transferring the city canine unit to its handler, who is an employee of the Pickaway County Sheriff's Office, we will still have that service available to the residents of Circleville and the police department as requested in some form of a mutual aid or responding to a call. The sheriff is on record many times saying he's a sheriff of the city of Circleville as well as Pickaway County, and that would give us time to utilize that handler and canine unit until the city, as Katie has mentioned, receives a new green dog that would be trained with a new city-identified handler, and then get that new dog onto the street for the city of Circleville. It would appear to be sometime in June.
Mm-hmm. Do we have the $13,000 to $20,000 in the budget right now? This is Councilperson Blanton. Right now, to cover the cost of a new dog.
This would be an operating cost that the police department has that they could use new fund 227 for, and we're going to get a payment from the county for Harry the dog at some agreed upon amount that would be set up in the new contract.
This is the mayor. Barry, I appreciate what you said, and we certainly do appreciate everything that the sheriff has done for us and continues to do for us. But I think it's important that we have our own dog, and especially the time that we're going through a lot of drug activity, and we've had it in the past, we're getting more drug activity. The sooner that we get that dog onto the streets of the Circleville, the sooner we can protect our citizens from these drugs. I understand the sheriff could probably get that dog to us, but maybe not as quickly as we could get our own dog to our situations.
I have a question, and I'm not sure who has the answer. How many useful years are left in the dog they call Harry versus maybe a new dog that we would obtain?
Katie, you want to answer that?
So he told the owner of Shallow Creek told me that he would have, in his opinion, at least 5 years left, and that in a new dog situation, it can be anywhere from 6 to 8. But he was very clear that those parameters can change either way.
Okay, thank you.
This is
Michelle Blanton. This is like a procedural question. If we pass an ordinance to have this drafted, we would have to vote on that ordinance and the agreement at a later date.
You certainly would. Yes. This is just to give the law director some guidance.
I'm sorry, President Crawford, can I say one other thing? This is Councilperson Hedges. I just want to be clear that if this were to move forward, this means that the administration is unable to put a certified canine officer that we already have on staff in the class as early as this week or next week, correct?
Sounds like it.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion? And Councilperson Bland, you were correct. This would be a two-step process. It would take, if it passes, a motion by Mr. Keller passes, the law director would have to draw up an agreement with the sheriff's department and bring it back to council. Roll call, please.
I have a further question. Sorry. Safety Director Tony and the mayor, could we move on with our plan or the administration's plan to go get Harry and have him be trained? And it just seems like we're pushing this down the line if we do this. But would it benefit us to go get Harry, have him work with a new handler, and then this agreement come up? Or would you halt any further action until this is resolved?
This is Don McElroy. We could have our handler in Pennsylvania as early as tomorrow. They could work with Harry, and it is believed that we could have the handler and the canine unit, Harry, back on the streets of Circleville by the end of next week.
And again, just so I'm clear, we would owe the money that we've incurred already to train him no matter what.
That's correct.
Okay, just wanted to be clear. Thanks.
Last chance before we do a roll call vote. Roll call, Mrs. Chancey.
Brady?
No.
Hallinan?
No.
Hedges?
No.
Keller?
Yes.
Kliska?
No.
Tice?
Yes.
Blanton?
No.
Okay, motion fails 5-2. Any additional new business? If not, I'll email council members probably tomorrow, trying to get some feedback on how you think the meeting went tonight and improvements we can make. Thank you for your patience, and I hope everything came across okay and clear for all the listeners. Is there a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Mr. Tom Grady motions to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second, Michelle Blanton.
Second by Councilperson Blanton. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Stay healthy.
Thank you. Don McElroy.
Thanks, Don.